This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Moon Doggies. And now, your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We're live from Moon Doggies. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, I-95 Toyota, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by our host, Moon Doggies Pizza. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender. Come on now, I can hear you. Yeah, all right. Coach, senior night this week. Effingham County's coming to town. We got a chance to finish 5-1 in the region and 7-3 on the regular season.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, Kip. You know, we set out goals. One, number one goal was to be city champ.
I got my shirt.
Yep.
Behind me to prove it.
We accomplished that goal, and our next one was to be region champs, and there is a possibility that we get to share the region championship. We can talk about that too later, and then it's on to the playoffs and an opportunity to go after the state.
Coach, we're coming off a Bradwell game where we played okay for the most part. We took control of the game in the second half, and then we had a boatload of penalties. So 28-12 win. Anytime you can win on the road in a region game by two touchdowns or more, got to be pleased with that.
I'm definitely pleased with the win. I mean, we came out the first drive. We were able to score pretty quick on the first drive with a long pass to Tyrese Jones on a third and long, and we hit that. And then you know credit to Bradwell. They came out and a wildcat package, and they broke a long run, got them in the red zone, and they were able to cap that off with a touchdown. They tried to go for 2 points. They didn't get it, and it was 7-6, and it stayed like that for a little bit until the end of the second quarter.
Coach, offensively, we ran the football in spurts and spots in the game. Not as consistent as we have in some other games, but give Bradwell credit. They did what they needed to do to slow us down a little bit. How would you rate your play of your offensive line Friday night?
No, you know, again, Kip, we always talk about the good job that the offensive line usually does, but, we're hard on them. We're hard on them when they don't get the job done the way that to our expectations. So, you know, our expectations are for them to perform better than it was on Friday night, but to the credit of Bradwell, what they did was they moved number two, is a very good defensive end who's been out for a couple weeks. He came back, and they moved him over the nose guard, and they just found a mismatch there, and they were able to exploit him in the middle a little bit and use that guy's speed on us, and it took us a little minute to adjust. After we adjusted, we did pretty good.
Coach, our passing game is pretty good. We can throw the deep ball. Start of the season, we struggled with the deep ball, but now we're throwing the deep ball as good as anybody.
Yeah, the first game we did, it was just a timing issue, and now that we got the timing down, and KJ's doing a really good job. I think KJ gets better every week. The receivers are consistent with catching the football, at first it was basically mainly Bean and Tyrese in the passing game, but then Kevin Thomas has started to come on late and started doing a really good job, and it's really made it more difficult for teams to cover three receivers downfield. A little bit easier to cover two with four, but it's hard to cover three.
This is a Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I know you're one that penalties and miscues and things, you harp real hard on that. But, Coach, after watching the tape, that a lot of those penalties Friday night were just bogus calls. I mean, we had probably 200 yards of penalties in the contest. And, you like to coach and learn from mistakes, but it's hard to be hard on your kids when a lot of these penalties weren't really penalties, right?
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, we did talk about some things we need to definitely clean up, you know, things that we leave out. You know, for example, you know, language has got to clean up on the field. That can't happen. We had a couple penalties because of stuff like that. And then just some hustle penalties. You can't fault the kids for hustle penalties. And then there were some that were just very, very, very questionable and suspect. But it happened. And I think it was 7 penalties in a row at one time. And then, you know, offensively, we were driving. Yeah, after we scored the touchdown late in the second quarter, and we went in the half 14-6. When we came out at halftime, defense got a good stop. Offense went down and scored. Defense got a stop. Offense went down and scored. Defense got a stop. And then offense was about to go to score again. And then it was just penalty after penalty after penalty. Offensively, we had a quick screen, for example, got pretty good yards on that. And we had a good block. It was a pancake block, matter of fact, by Xavier Beam. It was picture perfect that we thought it was.
It was exactly how you
teach it. And he did a real good job with it. But then they called him for holding. And then I can't remember if it was. I know Ree had a couple runs called back. I know Jacoby had a long run called back with holding calls, and we were looking on film to try to see where the holding call was, and you know we just can't see it. But again, after our running backs ran past the umpire, they would throw the penalty on the ground, and the call would come back. So we had a lot of chunk yards taken away from us, and then put us back behind the chains, which made us punt, and that happened to us on two offensive drives. And then on the defensive side of the ball, Mario Whitfield, one drove a guy out of bounds, and they got him from unnecessary roughness or something like that, but I don't know what it was, another bogus call. And then they got another call. Marion jams the receiver at the line of scrimmage. The quarterback throws the fade. The receiver don't even try to go after the ball. He stopped his route. Marion drops back. He picks the ball off and proceeds to go, I'm not sure, but probably around 50 yards. And, of course, they called that one back as well.
Yeah, they called pass interference on that one. And we counted in the broadcast booth. We had two different drives where we were moving the football, and we had 60 yards of penalties on each drive.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to believe. We had more penalty yardage in one game than we had the whole season.
Mm. Coach, before we go to the first break, Effingham County Senior Night, kids got a chance to play for a piece of the region championship. Talk a little bit about this week of practice.
Oh, the intensity level of practice is definitely, the bar was raised a little bit. We did some more one-on-one stuff, and we had a lot of varsity versus varsity stuff, and you could really, really tell a difference in the intensity. So that made practice a little bit more enjoyable. It was fun. We got after it. With it being senior night, this is a special group of seniors. Kip is my first group. They came in as freshmen when my first year here, and I got to see them through all 4 years, and I'm excited about that. And you know, watching these guys play their last regular season game, you know, on our home field, that's going to be something special.
Then when we come back, we'll have Sean Walker with us. We'll have a couple of these running backs with us that call themselves the Wolf Pack. We'll introduce them when they take the microphone. So you're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season? Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates! The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go, Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, and by I-95 Toyota. Joining us is Coach Sean Walker. And Coach, welcome to the Sean Pender Show.
Thank you, Kip.
You're welcome. Coach, you do a lot of work in the community. You go out, you drive a lot of support for this football team through vendors and donors, and you're planning a Thanksgiving dinner for the kids now because we're going to be playing a Thanksgiving playoff game this year. So you're doing a lot out in the community, doing a lot of organizing, and it's very much appreciated by all of the Pirate Nation. So talk a little bit about your passion for that and what that means to you to get out and support these kids in that way.
Well, Kip, honestly, I've been doing this for about 15 years, starting at the rec and kind of working my way up to where I am now. Coach Pender giving me the opportunity to work with Brunswick High, which is also my alumni. So I got a deep passion for the kids and especially guys in the community.
What year did you graduate from Brunswick High?
2001,
which means you played on a state championship team that played for the state championship.
Yes, sir, I did.
Good deal. Coach, you work with a lot of these kids at the rec level, all the way up through middle school, through high school. What does it mean to you to watch these kids develop into good football players, and better yet, good people?
Basically, that's the goal. Having that relationship with them, trying to help them build better men, build better leaders, fathers, sons, and members of society. I mean, that's the ultimate goal.
So do you get out and you work with the kids? You do a lot of community coaching to work with the kids. What position groups and things do you work with the kids out of practice and things like that?
The Wolfpack, the running backs.
Okay.
And I got the tight ends. First coach. Coach gave me the tight ends at first, and then he kind of slid the Wolfpack in on me so that I can assist Coach Richardson.
Okay. Well, Coach, I appreciate you coming on the Coach Sean Pender Show, and we appreciate all that you do. Give Coach Walker a big hand. All right, we're going to give the mic first. Let's see, let's bring it over here. Yeah. We're going to give the mic first to Mr. Reed Simmons, and we'll talk to him first. Reed, you're a junior, and you're part of this group that refers to themselves as the Wolf Pack. Talk a little bit about how you came up with that name and what it means to be a member of the Wolf Pack.
Well, it was my sophomore year, and they was coming to interview us, and they was like, what do we call ourselves? And we just looked at each other and came up with Thunder and Lightning. And ever since then, we took off and ran with it, and I'm Lightning, and my brother over here is Thunder. And that's really it. We just hold strong to it, try to build the name, so that way, next generation, they know what to look up to.
So, Thunder and Lightning, part of the Wolf Pack. You told me last night you're 99 yards shy of 1,000 for the year. And what would that mean to you to hit 1,000 rushing yards in a season?
I mean, it would feel great to hit 1,000, but I feel like I want to go more than 1,000, try to run like 1,500.
You're catching the football out of the backfield too, so all-purpose yards, you may be getting up there close to that 13, 14, 1,500. Yard plateau there.
Yes, sir.
So you're sitting next to your buddy, Jacoby Hill. He went down in the first game of the season, and then, you know, it shook me up broadcasting the game up in Pierce County. So when you saw your buddy going down, how'd that affect you?
I mean, it affected me heavily, but I try to stay focused because you had a game in front of us at the moment. So, like, I just try to keep my head in the game. But believe me, I wanted to get his head. But, I mean, it was just in the game, though.
So talk a little bit about senior night. You guys are juniors. You'll be back next year. But you got a lot of, you know, teammates that are seniors and got a chance to have a pretty good season here. Maybe share a region championship, maybe go deep in the playoffs. What would that mean to you going into, you know, next year and building off of that?
Well, it'll be a start of something new, and then that way this senior class got something to say when they leave, and like they leave a legacy behind for us to follow up and make better. And really, really, that's it.
Any last comments before we pass the mic over?
Go Pirates,
really. All right. You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And now we're joined by Jacoby Hill. He's another member of this Wolf Pack, and he had a fantastic season last year where he had over 1,000 yards rushing and 1,500 or more all-purpose yards. And, you know, you went down first game of the season, maybe the second drive of the season, you catch a pass out in the flat and you just get hit right in your knee. And for a second there, I thought the world was about to end. But talk a little bit about the adversity of that and how you built your way back. And, you know, you played in the Glenn Academy game. And so what'd that mean to you to deal with that adversity and come back stronger from that?
I mean, when the injury first happened to me, it was kind of depressing because, like, that was my first time really getting, like, seriously injured. So I didn't, like, really know what to do. But, you know, I just try to keep my teammates' heads on, tell them everything going to be all right. I'm going to be back. I'm going to work. You know what I'm saying? To get right. So fast forward some weeks later, I went to rehab, you know, working early mornings, putting in overtime, trying to get back on the field as quick as possible. Stay healthy.
So you got to be able to play in that city championship game, and you were, you know, you helped us, and you were a spark. You got you and the rest of the Wolf Pack got us out to that 14-0 lead, running the football right down Glenn Academy's throat, and, you know, we ended up winning that game. What did that mean to you as a player to break that streak?
I mean, that was some, like, you know, probably every kid dream of in Glenn County playing in the Brunswick High GA game. I know it was mine as a kid growing up, but I felt it was an amazing feeling, you know. Tired of hitting them, 7 feet, 6 feet, all of that.
And all you guys are connected on social media, so there's a lot of trash talking going back and forth, isn't there?
Yeah, I just let them talk, though. You know, I just let them.
Oh, they've been talking.
I just let them talk.
I got a Christmas card that I'm going to print out for them this year. I got a good one, so I'll show it to all you guys before I start mailing it out. But in all seriousness, you guys have a chance to win a piece of the region championship. What's that mean to you as a player? Hadn't done that in 11 years around here.
Yes, sir. I mean, that's going to be very big on our part. Like I said, well, like Reese said, starting the legacy. Now, our senior class, they started a good legacy, and my class and the classes afterwards is going to keep it going, you know.
All right, any last comments before we go to break?
Go Pirates.
Go Pirates. All right.
Those are all the ones that have helped us out, community people.
Okay. Here's some of the names of people and organization that have helped us during the season. Dean.
Fed the Kids.
Dion Martin and Martin Funeral Home. Read them out, Coach. I got my glasses on. I can't read that dark stuff right there. So read them out real quick. Yeah.
All right. So basically what we do is we feed the guys after every practice. This came about when we went to to Pierce County in week one, speaking to some of their fans, and one of my little cousins actually plays for them, and they were talking about how they eat after every practice. So I spoke to Coach Pender about it. He told me, he was like, hey, Sean, if you can make it happen, then you know, make it happen and see what we get out of it. I kind of challenged the community a little bit. They kind of give me some help, and I've been fortunate enough to get, you know, different businesses and personnel to come out and help us. So I have a list here. Dion Martin and Martin Funeral Home, Paul Ransom and his Craver staff, Maria Willis Mangrum, and the Lady Pirates, Coach John and Barbara Willis. My football coach as well. House of Dolls, Miss Rhonda Mullins. I had Pizza Hut on Chapel Crossing, Lady K's Restaurant on L Street, Miss Sharissa Pierce, Tay Pierce's mother, Craig Campbell and Zion Baptist Church, Bryce Sasser, Jerry Moore. Rap Happy has fed us every week since we started. They've even fed us some during our bye weeks. Every Tuesday. Tuesday is Rap Happy's day. We've got donations from Walmart, the big Walmart and the small Walmart, the neighborhood mart. We have had donations from Target. We've had donations from Winn-Dixie on Glen Avenue, as well as Sam. So, I mean, on top of it, these guys have really helped the program and helped these young men moving forward in our efforts to feed them after practice.
That's a good deal. Let's give our sponsors a big hand here tonight because they do a lot for us. And of course, we appreciate all you do out in the community. I mean, we can't say it enough. You love these kids, and it shows there's a passion there. And you know what? You can't fake passion, my man, and we appreciate you.
Hey, we appreciate y'all, and I appreciate the opportunity, Kip.
All right, you're welcome. We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's that time again. Time to support your Brunswick High Pirates. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glenn County and a proud sponsor of the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show. And remember, we are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at peachtreepest.com or give us a call, 855-3-PEACHTREE. And let's go, Pirates! No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates! Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Moondoggies. Coach, talk to us about this whole region standings, tiebreaker scenarios. How can we get a piece of the region championship? We'll start with that.
Well, number one, Kip, we got to take care of business ourselves.
Oh, we beat Effingham.
We got to take care of Effingham on senior night. So, without anything else, we got to make sure we win that. After that, you know, nothing else is in our hands. We just got to take care of our business. If we do that, we're at least going to be a third seed at the worst with a tie of the region championship. So if Glenn County beats Statesboro, we'll have a share of the region championship. But with that share, because of the tie-breaking situation, this year they went on points allowed. Glenn will win the points allowed tiebreaker of the three teams that are tied, which are us, Richmond Hill, and Glenn. So Glenn will be the number one seed. Then it goes head-to-head. Richmond Hill beat us, and since Richmond Hill beat us, we'd be they'll be the two, and we'll be the three. However, if Statesboro beats Glenn, then Glenn will fall to number four. Statesboro will be the number three. Richmond Hill will be the number one. We'll be the number two, but Richmond Hill will own the region outright, and we'll be the number two seed. So as number two seed, we'll get a home playoff game. As number three seed and co-champion, we would be on the road.
So the scenario is, if Glenn Academy wins, we get a piece of the region championship. If Glenn Academy loses, we get a home playoff game.
That's right. So you got to look at it this way, Kip. It's going to be a win-win for us.
Yes.
So, you know, either way, you got to look at the positive side of things. It'll be great to get a region championship, obviously a share of it, but then we go on the road. So what? We're road warriors. We'll get the job done whether home or on the road. It'd be nice to play at home, but you know, let's just enjoy Friday night, that the home game there. It, you know, it might be the seniors' last chance to play between the bricks, and we're gonna make sure we give our home fans a show that they'll be proud of.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, like you said earlier, this group is your first senior class. You saw a lot of these guys when they came in. They were skinny, had never lifted weights hardly, and then they've developed into, most of them, some quality football players and, you know, good individuals, good grades, with opportunities for, you know, maybe to go to college and play football.
Oh, absolutely. And you talk about great memories, and you know, like two of the seniors that are here tonight, Amarion Whitfield and Xavier Beam. I was just thinking, the two seniors that are here, I remember my first trip over to Jay Macon, and I was talking to these boys and trying to figure out who they were, and one of my fondest memories, I'm going to share this on the radio if you don't mind.
All right.
Of Amarion Whitfield, I'm going to start with him. One of my fondest memories of him is when Glenn Academy, you know, they have this thing in the middle school, they try to recruit players.
Yes.
And when they do, they like to give them a bunch of gear.
Right.
Well, they gave Amarion Whitfield all this GA gear to try to get him to go to GA. And he lays it down on the floor and he just decides to, whatever happened to that gear, Marion, you just threw it away or what? Yeah, just gone. Just they gave him a whole set to get there, and he got rid of it. And my first experience with Xavier Beans, so that was just a fun experience with Marion. So I figured out who he was, and then with Xavier Bean, you know, some of the players were talking about him and whatnot. And I was able to meet Miss Kim, which is his mom, in the parking lot, and she was picking up, Bean from middle school when he was getting in the car, and we talked about academics. I don't know if she's not here tonight, is she? But we talked about academics, and she is held true to that, because every time Tay doesn't do a homework assignment on time or anything like that, Bean's always, mom's always down his throat all the way through. But now he's got a 3.0 GPA, and he's going to get a chance with the Hope Scholarship.
Good deal. Yep.
So now he's got to keep it now. He can't get senioritis.
Xavier, you got homework tonight? Okay. Coach, before we wrap up tonight, any last thoughts about Effingham? I know you said that they've split, you know, they're doing, went five wide last week for the first time all season. You think they'll come out in that against us Friday night?
I think they're crazy not to try. I mean, they haven't been getting but 14 points a game, and at the max, really. until they came out five wide. When they came out five wide, they got 33 points. And they really looked pretty good doing it. You know, I was surprised they haven't been doing it all year. But, you know, we're prepared for both. Our defense prepared for their power game, which is their traditional stuff. And then we also started preparing for the five wide.
Coach, let me take you on a little trip through memory lane. 2 years ago, we were at Effingham. It was 2 minutes left in the football game, and we were losing 38-14. And they came down kind of in a two-minute offense and tacked a touchdown there on us at the end.
They threw a reverse,
yeah,
and they went for two.
Yes.
Yeah, so they got one coming.
Good. That's the reason.
Yeah, they got one coming. I'm just coaching the game, but our players are going to send Effingham's coach. You know, it's his last game that he's ever going to coach, and we're going to send him out with a nice parting gift.
Good deal, because me and the Gridiron Professor Teddy Bishop, we've been calling Pirate games now for 14 years, and outside of Glenn Academy, the professor, he doesn't care much for Coffee County, but I cannot stand Effingham County. And if we get an opportunity to lay one on them, Coach, if you do it, steak dinner on me.
That's going to be on the boys. The boys got to take care of that.
I'm talking about lay one on these people if we get the opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, we also have a chance. Tyrese Jones is right there at the receiver's record.
He's got 11 touchdown receptions.
Yeah, he's got 11 touchdowns, and he needs another one to break it. So hopefully he'll be able to get a couple more.
All right. So thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the football season, right here at Moondoggies at 7:30 on Wednesday nights. For Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch. And as always, Coach,
go Pirates!